Now it's time for a discussion in search of truth, dealing with current topics relating to your world, life, and spiritual growth in Christ. Now in the studio today is the host of True Path Talk.
All right, it's good to be back on the phone today with Brother Rodney Houle. He is with the Fair Ministry. We've had him on here before, and at that time when he was on the phone with us, I made the statement that I want you to give information about the ministry as far as the fairs that God's called you to, and then testimony. Well, we just got on a good roll, did not get to the salvation of his testimony there. And so brought him back on today to do that, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you. So, Brother Rodney, it is a blessing to have you back on the air today.
Well, good morning, Pastor Jeremy. It's good to hear from you, and it was a real nice conversation we had the last time.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it. And so last time you gave us more information concerning what God's called you and your wife to, so I'm going to ask you to just give kind of just a brief update about what the ministry is that God's called you to, and then we'll get here in a minute right into your testimony. So, Brother Rodney, go ahead.
All right. Okay. I'm Rod Houle, a missionary with Amazing Grace Mission. And we've been with Amazing Grace Mission for about 3 years now. Well, it all started way back in the early 80s when I was Roman Catholic. I was, I could say, a devout but unfaithful Catholic at the same time, and there's many Catholics that way. And I never understood some of the doctrines of the Catholic Church, and then there were some I did not, but I went through that way till up to 1983, growing up, being Catholic, baptized as a Catholic, and so, but my life, and I don't like to talk about my life a lot, but I won't go into the sin nature of the things that I did. That is past. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus now, and all I can tell you that all you got to do is go to Ephesians and Galatians, and you'll see what kind of a life that I led, what my former life was. And there's the sin nature is revealed in the Word of God, what we are. But anyways, that's what I was. I had nowhere to turn. I was ready to commit suicide. And I knew I couldn't go back to the Catholic Church. Now, here is a Bible-believing, a local Bible-believing church that came by and picked up my daughter one time for vacation Bible school. So praise the Lord for the bus ministry. They picked up my daughter, brought her to church. She got saved. But I said to myself, this young lady of mine, this my daughter, is not going to grow up in a Baptist church because I belong to the Catholic Church, the true church. So anyways, I would throw everything away that this church would send. And but I was a mess, I had nowhere to turn. Where was I going to get help? And then finally I thought about that church, and I heard somebody say on TV, you have to be born again. You have to get the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. He'll change your life. And I said to myself, well, that's what that church out there in the rural country out there where my daughter got saved in a VBS. And so I went there. I went there and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior about 2 months later. And it was on May 22nd, 1983, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I right away, and I call this was repentance where I changed my mind, had a change of feeling and a change of purpose in my life. I left the Catholic Church. And I went to a Bible-believing King James Bible church, and there I was discipled. I was Ephesians 4:12, what we talked about, Brother Jeremy, and I got into the where they were a soul-winning church. They did a lot of evangelism, and that's where I learned it. But you know, I had an assistant pastor that took me under his arm and discipled me, Brother Jeremy. I do believe in this testimony of mine that I'm giving is that I do believe this was the key in my Christian life, was the discipleship that this assistant pastor gave me. Now, Now, at Heritage Baptist Church there, when I was there, you were going through a discipleship class, and people were going through that discipleship class. Am I right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So that's so important. So that's how my life, or how I got saved. I heard the gospel, and so, and then as I grew in Christ, I started to teach Sunday school. I knew God had, well, there was a will of God in my life, and I had to find it. But guess what? In this discipleship class, Brother Jeremy, there was that assistant pastor who had junior church. And you know what he did? He nursed me into it. And I became the junior church teacher, the junior church preacher. And so I did that, and then I started teaching Sunday school, and then I left that church, and then went to another Baptist church and started teaching there, and that's what I was doing. And then I was working at the University of Michigan Hospital. I was a painter there for 39 years, and I was a witness at work, and that's what we need to be. And so I evangelized at my place of work as I was able to, because you had to be careful with that, because you know they had rules about that. But I used discernment and had the Holy Spirit lead and guide me in that. So, but I would say, Brother Jeremy, over the period of years that I was saved and worked there, I tried to figure it out, and it was about 10,000 tracts I passed out there, and that's all glory to God. But I do pray that there was somebody, and I won't know until I get to heaven probably to know if somebody got saved there. So anyways, all the time, I said, Lord, I want to serve full time. I want to serve full time. And so as I went through my Christian walk, there was ups and downs. There was bumps, but God carried me through it. And believe me, you know, the things that you go through, God will work it for good. And so I do mention this. I ended up getting a divorce, and through that, but still, God has used me. So if there's anybody listening, am I right, Brother Jeremy? God
Yes, sir.
Can use
Yeah.
you.
Yeah.
God can use you. And so as time went on, that was. I'm going to say up till about, that was 2014 that I, retired from the university, and it was 2015. And so we, left the church, and we, went up north and started and helped another church up in the upper peninsula or up northern Michigan. And then that's when the Lord called my wife and I, to a full-time ministry. There was a ministry happening in Alabama, and that was in 2016 that we went down there. 2015 went down there, and then went down to Alabama. And then here's what God used. That ministry did not work out. That being called a missionary and going down there and working that in that ministry, Brother Jeremy, it wasn't working good. But here's again Romans 8:28. Just like what we're going through right now in this COVID. All things work together for good. And here's what happened. God sent a man from Amazing Grace Mission. I didn't know it at the time. He came there and said, Rod, you know what? I can see something that you're not happy here. And you need to hear this ministry that I'm in. And he showed me Amazing Grace Mission. I'm going to tell you, Brother Jeremy, my wife and I, right away when we heard about this, we knew right away. Isn't that something about the will of God?
Exactly.
I'm Brother Jeremy, I didn't have to pray about it. Now, isn't that something?
You know,
I didn't have to pray about it.
Well, you're talking about that when this COVID started. I mentioned this in another program with another interview. But the first message that I preached on our drive-in service was out of Philippians 1. And as you look at Philippians, as Paul is discussing there, he says that he's in chapter 1, verse 8, he said, I'm in bonds. So he had been arrested. He was imprisoned when he's writing to the church of Philippi. But he gets down in the passage, and I believe it's around verse 13, he mentions the bonds again. But in verse 12, he said, But I would, you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel.
Absolutely.
And it really is. With that in mind, I'm going to go back up here in your testimony. Because
yes.
I think for a lot of Christians, that this is the taboo subject. It is the areas where,
yes.
honestly, a lot of Christians within good churches feel discouraged. They feel restrained. And I'm not discussing exactly why that is, but I believe that sometimes there's pressures or even statements that are made to divorce individuals with this mindset of you're limited, you can't serve God. But from your testimony today, I'm hearing that's not the case. So let me back up to that. Let me ask you a question. Was there someone that God brought in your life during that trial of your life, that during that troublesome, wavy water, that really was an influence to you? What was it, preaching services? What kept you going during that period of time to realize, hey, God can still use me in spite of these circumstances?
Absolutely. It was Faith Baptist Church, and it was Pastor Story. Pastor Story, he said, you can still serve God, Rodney. He says, no matter what happens, you get up and you serve God, and God will use you if you give him all your heart and you go after, you know it's the will of God, and you want to teach, because I knew I could teach, still teach. But he encouraged me. He let me stand up in front of the church and let me teach. And he gave me that opportunity. He did not use it as a thing. No, you can't do that. You know, you're not going to be in this church and you're not going to do that. And then the next pastor that came along, and that's my pastor now, Pastor Adam Summers. And he encouraged me constantly, and he even encourages all the time people, listen, no matter what happened in your life, God can still use you. You repented, you're back and you're living for the Lord, and you know what you want to do for him. God will use you. He's not done with you. That's where it was.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, and I know you would agree with me. When the scriptures are very clear that God is against putting away, or what we would say is divorce.
Sure.
So by no means is this conversation endorsing someone to say, hey, just go search for it.
No.
The Bible is very clear in 1 Corinthians that if you're bound in marriage, you're not to seek it to be loose for a divorce. But the reality is, Brother Rodney, is there are Christians, there are believers that are affected, whether it's their parents or whether it is their own marriage, and it falls apart. So again, our conversation is not by any means an endorsement to seek a divorce.
No.
But when those things happen, it is addressed in the scriptures. I don't know if you've noticed this before, but in 1 Corinthians, where Paul begins to deal with the relationships of marriage and individuals, and I believe it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he talks about four categories there. He talked about the widow, he talked about the unmarried, and he also referred to in the passage as the individual that was a virgin. But very interesting, though, in verse 12 of chapter 7, he says, but to the rest speak I, not the Lord. Now, when he says that, but to the rest, well, then it leaves you with going, okay, here's the fourth group. Because if you've got the widow, and you've got the unmarried,
right,
and you've got the virgin, who is the rest? Well, there's only one other category, and that's the individual that's divorced. And so
that's it.
So anybody listening to this program today, please pay attention to the testimony of Brother Rodney, and I know that there's many others as believers that could voice this as well. It just happened to be the one that's on the program today. But God can still use you in spite of your circumstances and your past. Find the will of God, be obedient to Him, be faithful to Him, and trust Him through those trials. He'll bring you through it, and you'll see Him do a great work. As you were just talking about that, you know, as far as, and I mentioned Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, where the things have happened for the furtherance of the gospel. I think you and I both would recognize in your testimony, Brother Rodney, had it not been those situations and those trials that God had allowed in your life, you wouldn't be the man that you are in Christ and finding this identity in Christ that is so strongly.
Absolutely.
If there's anything I know about Brother Rodney, there's two things that always come up in a conversation. Number one, it is the gospel of Christ. Number two, it is the identity in Christ of who we are. if you talk to Brother Rodney for 20 minutes, those two things will come up, and I appreciate that about him. But it's so vitally important in our life to recognize the identity of who we are in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, brother. And I want to just say this. I am 100%, I'm 150% against divorce. And if all means you work it out. And I know my wife and I, we are totally against it. And we tell people, we've actually a few people at the fairs, we've mentioned, you know, don't get a divorce. Don't do that. Work it out as the best you can through the Word of God. Get counseling or whatever you can. But if it does happen, then that's, don't just say, I can't be used to God. And then you're out of church and you look at it and you're down on yourself and you're just out of the will of God. You don't want nothing to do with church because the pastor, maybe said something to you or whatever it might have been. But no, just get back into church, get under the preaching of the Word of God, the teaching of the Word of God. And realize again, and I'm going to say it, your identity in Jesus Christ, you're complete in Him, and He will use you. And you know that, Brother Jeremy, and
I
appreciate what you said there.
Let me throw this in. This is another passage that hopefully it's a help to somebody as they're listening here. 2 Corinthians 4, and in 2 Corinthians 4 is the very passage back in chapter 4, verse 4, where he talks about the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And then in verse 7, he talks about how we're this treasure in an earthen vessel, so we've got the gospel, we've got the Spirit of God within us. He gets into verse 8, he says, but yet we're troubled on every side. He says, yet not distressed. And there's, in the midst of this COVID, in the midst of just the world, there are all sorts of problems, Brother Rodney, and this is what you're dealing with on a daily basis at these fairs, is that people have these troubles, but yet the believer should not be distressed. Like we just said in our previous interview, is God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Paul gets into these things, he addresses the subjects, and in verse 15, for all things are for your sakes. So all this stuff is for your sake. God allowed it,
right,
that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. But the key is that you and I have got to give Him the thanks, saying, God, thank you for this trial, thank you for this trouble, so that the glory of God is seen in our life. And I think that is where the failure is so many times in our lives in these troubles, is we don't thank God for it. And if we don't thank God for it, we want to say, but why, God? But if you hadn't have done this, and it would have never happened, just stop it. Just stop that conversation. Accept the fact that this is in my life for a reason. And I love the next two verses, verses 16 and 17, for which cause we faint not. Don't give up, Christian. Keep going. And I look back at your testimony and think, you know, what if Brother Rodney had quit? What if he'd gotten out of church, you know, back in that particular year of your life when the divorce went and happened and all the family troubles? You would not be where you're at today. There is no question about that. You would not have been in the will of God in this moment.
Look at all the souls. That would have never heard the gospel. So far, the three fairs, the Manatee County Fair, Highlands County Fair, and the Central Florida Fair, and now you know me, Brother Jeremy. I'm not a man of numbers, but you know the Bible, Jesus Christ fed 5,000, 4,000, and then look at the souls that were saved, 3,000 in the Book of Acts. But there's been Kathy and I alone, we have led 84 people to the Lord.
Yeah.
And if you go to my website, awakening.com, there's a video on there, a YouTube video, of me giving the plan of salvation, and it's exactly the way I give it at the fair.
Yeah. And, you know, I commented last time.
Not a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Last time we were on the interview with that about the ministry and the fairs, so I made a comment to our listeners. I can attest to the fact that Brother Rodney and others like you, it's not a 1, 2, 3, pray after me, just sign a card, you know, and just a quick, easy believism. So I know that, and so those listeners go back and listen, look at his website. But you get to verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 4, and I think it just ties in so beautifully here. For our light affliction, but yet, Brother Rodney, I am sure that in the midst of your trial of the things you're dealing with suicidal thoughts, divorce, and all the other problems of sin that were there, at the time, those did not seem like light afflictions. They felt like the most weightiest thing that you have ever dealt with, and how am I going to make it through it? But looking back, what's the hindsight of those situations for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's past, it's gone, and years have passed
right
now, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Yes, it was a weight upon you, but the weight of the things for the glory of God now, and that's the context of what he's talking about in the passage in verse 15. So, beautiful testimony.
Great verse.
Yeah.
I tell you, those are great verses that you brought up. Yes.
I pray the day that someone is listening to this interview with Rodney Houle, and you just may just encourage your heart that no matter your circumstance, no matter the trial in which you find yourself in, seek the will of God, seek the Lord Jesus Christ. You will look back, if you allow yourself to be faithful to him, you'll look back and claim the promise of verse 17 that was a light affliction, but the eternal weight of glory, the futuristic viewpoint of what God is doing in your life far outweighs the trials that you went through.
That's right. Amen, Brother Jeremy. That says the whole thing. We can realize that God will still use us and to bring him the glory and honor and praise that he deserves. And that's what I want to do in Amazing Grace Mission. And with my life, I just want to bring him. It's not about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, what he did for us. And just one more added thing, you know, really, Brother Jeremy, I was a man who really depended upon weighing the scale of good and bad works and good works and, you know, and the bad works, you know. And I wanted my good works to outweigh my bad so I could get into heaven. I really thought that. And so I was so thankful when somebody showed me the gospel, preached the gospel at that church, that I saw that it was only through the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on that cross, and that death was the full atonement of my sin. Brother Jeremy, past, present, and future.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then that bodily resurrection. So I hope there's anybody listening that they're dependent upon their good works. They realize, you know, all they got to do is to trust in that, in the gospel that of that sacrificial death of the Lord, and trust in Christ alone. That's it.
Well, I for sure appreciate you being on the program with us once again, Brother Rodney. If there's someone who'd like to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do that is you can email me at houle, Houle, at umich, U-M-I-C-H, .edu. Or you can go to my website, anawakening.com. That's anawakening.com. And you can find information on there also. So that's how you can get a hold of me.
Great. I sure appreciate it. It is always a joy, a pleasure to speak with you. And I'll be praying for you. And I hope that the listeners, I hope you just encourage someone, again, as I said, in the midst of your trial, the light affliction, trust in the Lord. Maybe it's for salvation. Maybe it's just to trust him as a believer. So we appreciate you being on True Path Talk today, Brother Rodney.
Thank you so much, Brother Jeremy. We love you all there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of True Path Talk. You can reach us at truepathradio.com, and we would love to hear from you with questions or comments.